All right, let's now talk some footy with our next guest, Carlton star Troy Menzel. Troy, thanks very much for joining us, mate. And yeah, it's been a tough year. Had a couple of good wins in rounds 12 and 13, but it's been a bit disappointing since then.
Yeah, hey guys, thanks for having me. We didn't start off the year too well. Obviously had a bit of a rough patch there, but then Johnny Barkey came in and put in some really good things for the football club and managed to play some really good footy. So hopefully we can emulate some of that into the back end of the last five games.
When John came in, there seemed to be an instant improvement in things like tackling and pressure on ball carriers and general pressure generally. What's dropped off in recent weeks? Has that been the thing that's really, I suppose, hurt you?
We've still been trying to drive that. Johnny's really been strong on that. I guess it's more so the patches in games where we haven't been able to keep that high pressure up, and teams have got away from us. Against North, the first half, we were very involved, and I think it was only 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. We're still within 10 points, so it's just those little lapses in the game which we need to fix up, and we'll stay in games a lot longer.
What do you have to fix up, Troy?
I think it's just that concentration, that mindset to just keep driving that defensive pressure and that aggressiveness, I suppose, to keep the pressure on the ball.
What about your offense? The last 4 weeks, you kicked 5 against the Tigers, 8 against the Dockers, 4 against Hawthorn, and obviously 8 goals last week against the Kangaroos. Have you got work to do there?
I think we got work to do on lots of parts of our game, but I think we showed on the weekend that when it was going in there, I mean, we didn't have that many inside 50s, but when it was going in there, we were getting some pretty good results from it, and we were looking a bit dangerous when we're going forward. So, but as I said, there's some work to do defensively and offensively for sure.
What about your ball movement patterns? You're trying to be more a corridor team now and shaping the ball, particularly out of the back half?
Yeah, we've really just tried to play the game on its merits a bit more. To see something that's on, that's hit it. It's not necessarily just switch out and go through the corridor. It's if there's something on, then that's what we take. We just play the game as it is in front of us.
What about Johnny Barker, mate? Is he the right man taking this club forward?
Look, Johnny's come in, and all the boys have a really good relationship with him. He's a very positive coach. He's very clear in what he wants and what he needs from us players. So I think all of us have taken to that really well and are really trying to emulate that.
What about the care factor, Troy? I was critical on Monday after watching that game against North Melbourne, and I'll put this on the table as an example. We know the game of footy is impersonal. It's more about the action a player takes, and I'm referring to Chris Yaron. His lapse of concentration, not understanding that Nick Del Santo was going to get a little dolly up. He got that dolly up. Chris Yaron just waved in concentration, conceded a shot on goal because of it. Was that shown in review? And that's something to say that's not acceptable?
Yeah, look, it's not acceptable, but it's not only Chris in saying that. We showed a few clips where there was way too many hit-up leads in defensive 50, and it wasn't just Chris that was doing that. So it was definitely something that came up in the review and something we have looked at.
What did the players say in response to that?
It's just the fact that we've got to say switch on for longer. We've got to be a lot more tougher on each other to make sure we are concentrating the entire game, because as you saw, there's a lot of those little dinky kicks in our defensive 50 and just created shots on goal for them.
We've had Carlton people ring out through the course of the year and question leadership on field. They go to every game. They've got a reason to voice their opinion. Do you sense out there when you see things like that, there's not enough probably responsibility placed on little hiccups like that by people voicing, teammates voicing their anger or frustration?
Look, I think we got some really good leaders of the club. Mark Murphy, in his games just the last few weeks, has really led from the front. And we've got some great young leaders coming through, and the likes like Sam Doherty and Simon White's really stepped up this year. So we've definitely got our leadership out on the field to I guess eradicate that part of our game, but definitely can, like anything, can still be improved.
And Troy, what about your form? Are you happy? How have you assessed your year? You certainly had a great year last year.
Yeah, I haven't had the year I had really hoped for. Struck down by injury a few times, and just haven't been able to I guess, get some consistency in my games this year. So, but it's something I look at these last 5 weeks, and it's a real opportunity for me to I guess, place myself into some form and finish the year on a high, so I can come back in the preseason next year and keep on going from there.
Where do you see yourself as the best position you should be playing?
Look, I'm really enjoying playing up forward at the moment. I would like to go pinch hit in the middle every now and then, you know, for a few centre bounces a game. If that's something I could add to my game over the off-season, over the pre-season, then I'd be really happy with that.
Troy, just for that next rung of players, you keep looking at Carlton, you see Simpson giving his heart and soul. You touched on Murph about his leadership on field. Who are the next generation players that are going to fill the void? We know Chris Judd's retired. We know Matty Cruz has been up and down because of injury, and that's not his problem. That's a valid reason as to why his input's fluctuated. The next generation of players, who are they, and can they sustain it?
Yeah, I think we've seen signs from Sam Doherty and guys like Patrick Cripps and Nick Graham coming into the side this year, playing some really good footy. I think you look at those blokes and you can see already that they are going to become leaders of the football club and have really shown something in their early years of being here that they can take that next step up and really drive the standards that we want.
Does Lockie Henderson want to be at Carlton next year?
Yeah, he's one of the most passionate blokes of the football club. He does everything he can to get everything right, not for himself, but for the team. So like, I couldn't fault his effort at all on game day.
So what now? It's 5 games to go. Have you set internally, have you set some goals? Not so much, I suppose, on results, but KPIs that you want to try and achieve to finish the season on a good note? I'm talking from the team.
Yeah, look, we're just at the moment, we are taking it week by week, but we are still looking at that aggressiveness. We really want to play some Carlton-style football, I guess, and be really aggressive on our opposition and, I guess, not let that up the whole game and really bring that defensive pressure that we know we can play and try and implement that for the full 4 quarters, and that will give us a good stepping stone to next year.
And even this week, it can start this week against your arch-rival in Collingwood, Troy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what better game to come out and be really aggressive and I guess show the whole AFL what kind of footy we can play.
How important is the start of the game this week?
Yeah, it is very important. For us, we have been a little bit inconsistent in how I've been playing. We've been a bit up and then we go into lapses where we don't play great footy. So if we can get off to a very good start and we can stay switched on and concentrating, then we can play some really good footy.
Good on you, Troy. Now, we should say that round 19 is, of course, the AFL's multicultural round, and to celebrate, there will be a festival outside the MCG on Saturday, celebrating many cultures, one game. Now, the festival runs from 11:30 until 5:30. There's heaps of free activities and food stalls. There's the chance to meet AFL players, and the Carlton-Collingwood game will be televised live on the big screen. So, would encourage everyone to get around and enjoy the festival from 11:30 until 5:30 outside the MCG, and even duck in and watch a bit of the footy. It's certainly going to be a fantastic game. Troy, well done on your year. Good luck on Saturday. Good luck for the rest of the year.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.